As Jaina hurried toward the lift tube, she noticed that the catwalk was gradually emptying ahead of her. No one seemed to be panicking to get out of her way, or even paying her much attention. Jaina stopped at the next open door and poked her head into the cell. Inside, a female Faline was working under the watchful eye of two black-armored escorts, changing the bandages of a Bothan male missing both arms and a leg.
"Another assassin," said a guard, noticing the object of Jaina's gaze.
"Something we can do for you, Captain?" asked the other, the older of the two.
Yes, thanks." Jaina tore her gaze away from the Bothan. "Can you tell me why everything is getting so quiet? Is the Anakin Solo in trouble?"
"The Anakin Solo's doing fine, ma'am," the guard said. "The last I heard, the Megador had those Hapen Scolds on the run, and we were getting ready to jump with the rest of the fleet."
"You must not do much duty in the infirmary," the young guard added.
"It always gets like this when Darth Maniac is around."
"Darth Maniac?"
Jaina's pulse began to pound in her ears.
"Kydus is here? In the infirmary?"
"Yes, ma'am."
The older guard scowled at his young companion.
"Word is, he's in the scanning booth."
"Coming up here?" Jaina asked. "In the middle of a battle?"
The guard shrugged.
"They say he's got a body with him, so he could be headed to the disposal pit."
"A body? In the prison hold?"
Jaina thought of Isolder and made the most likely assumption, and her heart sank. She backed out of the cell without thanking the guards, then started down the catwalk as fast as she could move and still be walking. As Jaina walked, she concentrated on vanishing into the Force and stayed near the inner side of the catwalk. Once Jaina reached the lift tube, however, she allowed herself a quick glance down to the main deck. Five dark figures were escorting a hover gurney around the disposal pit toward a cargo lift at the far end. Four of the figures were armored, and the fifth was raising his hand, signaling the others to stop while he craned his neck back to look around.